This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Special edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind, sponsored by Swanson Hyperbarics. Find out more at swansonhyperbarics.com about this life-changing treatment, or call one of the experts who joins us today on the program, nationally known Director of Integrative Hyperbaric Medicine and Health Optimization at a clinic called Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. And fortunate to have him on the program today. Three more segments to answer any questions or comments you have. Keep those comments coming. 701-258-0550 with your questions. Text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dr. Scott Shearer today with us to answer your questions. One of the few HBOT medical professionals in the country who develops personalized treatment plans for patients. And we have calls waiting. We have texts piling up, so we're going to get to all of that. From the Freedom Matters USA studios today, with a reminder that Candace Owens is coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, Thursday, September 15th, or less than a month away. This is an event you're going to want to attend, because her command of the facts, her great fiery style, engaging audiences have made her one of the most influential conservative voices in America. And most inspirational really is her passion and her commitment to America. You're just going to love her message. FreedomMattersUSA.com has all the details. Tickets start at $20, $50 for preferred seating. There's sponsorship opportunities. Go to FreedomMattersUSA.com, FreedomMattersUSA.com. 8 past the hour now on What's on Your Mind, and back with Dr. Scott Shearer. By the way, if you have a desire to learn more, maybe you've called in and are intrigued by the possibilities for relief from whatever ails you, you can get a free consultation at swansonhyperbarics.com. Just go to call them at 701-929-3930 to schedule that. Before I get back to these calls, Dr. Shearer, talk a little bit about what you've seen in the Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic. What an incredible blessing it is to have this in North Dakota, have that amount of chambers. Just talk a little bit about the facility and the treatments from Swanson's clinic here.
Sure. I had a pleasure to visit sometime this winter. I think it was in February, March. Not the greatest time to come to North Dakota, I know, but we had a good time, and it was really great to see that the professional nature of the clinic. It was really top-notch, one of the best set-up clinics that I had seen in the United States, really. So I think it's well set up for really anybody that is looking for hyperbaric treatment, whether it's somebody that has an insurance indication or if it's somebody that's looking for relief from concussions and strokes and potentially additional help with infections and surgeries and some of the other things that are not covered by insurance. But they have really great rates for people, as far as I'm aware, and they're really trying to make it so that everybody can get access, which I know is a big deal for Mr. Swanson himself and their nonprofit organization that runs the clinic. So I think you guys are very lucky to have such a nice place right there.
Very affordable. It is very affordable, recognizing that insurance doesn't always cover this. I should also say, as someone that's actually done one of these dives and done it a number of times, just for general wellness, you know, when you think about a quote-unquote chamber, the connotation there is that, I don't know if I'd like that. It's, you know, they're all glass, so you don't really even hardly right. know you're in a chamber. There's a television screen there. Yeah. Talk about just any concerns people might have about the actual treatment itself and why they should be disavowed of any concerns in that regard.
Sure. I mean, so the technology has been around for over 100 years, as I mentioned earlier, and it's really simple. It's just increased atmospheric pressure and increased oxygen. And what we do initially before somebody comes in and gets into the actual chamber is screen people out to make sure they don't have any major risks to go into the chamber. The major risks are not that many, but they are significant in the sense if you have significant lung disease, significant heart disease, if you have an uncontrolled seizure disorder. But for the most part, if you can't be pregnant to go in the chamber either, although there is some interesting doing research on fertility and hyperbaric therapy and helping women get pregnant and actually sperm quality, interestingly enough. But regardless, I mean, the screening process is rigorous, but for the most part, most people can tolerate hyperbaric therapy quite well. The major thing that people will feel when they're in the chamber is if they're on a train or a plane, you know, that ear sensation you can get, that popping, that's the same kind of feeling you get in the chamber. You'd have to be able to make sure you can clear your ears as you're going to pressure. It's kind of like imagining you're going from 0 feet of seawater and diving down to like 33 feet of seawater or something like that. That's kind of our usual pressure at 2 atmospheres, we call it. And during that whole time you're diving down, you have to be clearing your ears. And then when you get down to pressure, you no longer have to do that. You can relax. And as you mentioned, in the Swanson facility and a lot of other medical grade facilities like that, you have these clear chambers that basically look like pods, and they're really comfortable, and you can see out from all directions. So it's not very claustrophobic for most people. If you have severe claustrophobia, it may be an issue, but like 98% of people with claustrophobia don't have an issue in these kinds of chambers, too.
Let's go back to the phones. We have another Bismarck call here for our guest. Dr. Scott Scheer, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. November 21, I had a severe case of COVID, no ventilator, oxygen only, was in the hospital 3 days, got out 2.5 weeks later, went back in, was diagnosed, had a pneumothorax, right lung, compressed down to 5%. Since then, I've done home sleep study, home oxygen levels, waiting to get in for sleep, hospital sleep study for sleep apnea. And I'm wondering, still very tired, exhausted, feeling the after effects of COVID, dealing with pulmonary and so on like that. The whole list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what would the effects of the hyperbaric improve or not improve for me at this point? And keep in mind, I'm just kind of briefing and giving you a quick synopsis.
No, I appreciate it. I'm sure there's a lot more than what you just discussed. I know, and you're... Your story is not uncommon for a lot of people that have gone through the COVID pandemic and had the infection and had issues pulmonary-wise. I mean, what I would say is that first is that make sure that the lung issues are stabilized, making sure your lungs are back and inflated and working normally and not requiring any extra oxygen is very important, and also seeing
a
lung doc.
At this point.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, and so if you got all, like, an all clear, you know, what I've seen is that, you know, well, symptomatically, what I've seen for people with long COVID getting better would be things like brain fatigue, brain fog, difficulty with memory, cognitive issues. I've seen pulmonary improvements as well, where people are having issues with respiratory, their respiratory status, but not so significant that they need oxygen, but they have some mild scarring, like we were discussing earlier. I see some benefit as well. I think the key always is to make sure that you're cleared by your providers, that you're okay for pressure and oxygen. And if that's the case, and it's certainly something to consider getting into the hyperbaric chamber and seeing how you feel. Yes.
Okay, is under the, this synopsis, what would the insurance coverage or insurance reimbursement be? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so right now, really there's no insurance coverage for anybody with COVID that's going into a hyperbaric environment. And that's why the clinic like Swanson's is open and others where you can actually use data that's being done across the world and treat people that don't have that have indications that are not covered by insurance but have good data to support its use. So it would be an out-of-pocket cost for you to go to the clinic and get hyperbaric treatment. And I think the key also is that, you know, there's sort of the acute things that happen, like the acute trauma, acute injury. You know, hyperbaric therapy, you're just talking about maybe 5 treatments, maybe 10 total to really see a major benefit. But when you have a more of a chronic issue, inflammatory issue, more long COVID kinds of syndromes, now that we're seeing it, it does take more therapy. We're not talking about 3 or 5 sessions typically. We're talking about up to maybe as little as 20 sessions, but maybe as many as 40 or 60 hyperbaric sessions to see major improvements as well. So that's also something to keep in mind.
And I'd encourage you to call Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike on the road. Mike, go ahead. Your question for Dr. Scheer.
Yes, sir. Say, I got electrocuted here a few years back, and came out of it okay and everything. I had a little weakness in the leg and nerve damage in my right arm. But the thing that's really bothered me, I got chronic ear ringing tonight. It's real bad. Do you have any suggestions on that? Would that help any, anyway?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we know that there's one specific type of tinnitus that is very, very sensitive to hyperbaric therapy, and actually it's one I forgot that is typically insurance covered by commercial plans, not by Medicare. It's called sudden sensory neural hearing loss. This is basically people that wake up one day. Actually, I've had some COVID patients that have woken up post-COVID and then just lost their hearing and have had significant benefit going into the hyperbaric environment. As far as tinnitus related to other reasons, including noise-induced or electrocution, I would probably put in this category. It really seems to be variable. Some people have a significant improvement. Others do not. And you don't really know which people are going to have an improvement and which are not going to. So it's important to always kind of keep that in mind. But what I have seen, though, is typically if it does have improvement, it will be relatively soon after starting hyperbaric therapy. So under a lot of chronic indications or long-term issues, it takes a while to see if there will be benefits. Sometimes you need 20 or 40 sessions. But in a situation like this with tinnitus, I usually see improvements relatively fast.
Wow.
So it would be something that you'd be able to see if it works and lands.
Thanks for the call, Mike. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls and texts after this. Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel. And right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6. Jack Link's 10-ounce bag, $10.99. Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents. And my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69 too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
She is the lighthouse on my sea. I locked my heart, she found the key.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience in their Cafe USA. And don't forget that 4 for $4 special. I call it the inflation buster because it's still $4 for a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Wow. Try and beat that. Plus, some great specials all month long, like that NDSU buy one, get one free apparel. Whew, what a deal. Lowest price fuel around, too. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 21 past the hour. Two more segments with our guest, Dr. Scott Shearer, so take advantage of this. We're talking hyperbaric oxygen treatment today. More details on that if you want to go to SwansonHyperbarics.com, the sponsor of this segment, because they have a clinic that is really state-of-the-art. It's phenomenal, the amount of chambers. They also have that Hockett ozone sauna that is helping folks with all kinds of things with strategic wellness and vitality, and uses a combination of treatments to detox the body. SwansonHyperbarics.com, free 30-minute treatment in that, free 30-minute treatment, plus a free consult for you on anything related to hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Call them at 701-929-3930. I'm going to take a couple of texts here before we get back to the calls. Listener wants to know, would this treatment help for a stroke victim who suffered a stroke 3 years ago at age 54, Dr. Shearer?
So, yeah, it's a really great question. There were some studies that were done in the early, actually mid-2010s, I guess we call them now, and some really great results using hyperbaric therapy in post-stroke and seeing significant improvements both in motor and cognitive sides of things. So I think absolutely it's something to be thinking about. We don't have insurance coverage in the U.S. for this indication right now, but there is a lot of great things that are coming out in the data world outside of the United States. And so I'm pretty confident, and I work with stroke patients all over the place and really do see some great results.
Now, the question says, I have neurological damage from an antimalarial. Can hyperbaric treatment help?
That's a good question as well. I mean, it really depends on a lot of different factors and what sort of the reason for the damage. Is it chemical damage? Is it neurologic damage? Is there inflammation? I think if there's an inflammatory component to it, hyperbaric therapy may be able to help. It's certainly not been studied in an extensive way to know for sure, but it's something that could be entertained with, you know, consultation with a doctor at Swanson's or another facility to talk more about how hyperbaric therapy might help. But we do know that for neurocognitive or brain-related conditions, hyperbaric therapy is really good at decreasing inflammation, that's for sure.
Another, I have seen testimonies of people who had dementia practically reversed, literally going from living in a memory care unit to leaving there, living independently, and golfing again after 30 or so treatments. What are your thoughts on this, Dr. Shearer?
Yeah, there's been published case reports just like this, and I think it's very interesting and very compelling. It's very early, but we do see that if we can improve oxygenation in the brain, we can increase blood vascularization, so we can create new blood vessels in the brain, we can decrease inflammation. There's some indication that we can help the brain actually detoxify itself better, that it's compelling. I think for the most part, it's not just about getting into a hyperbaric chamber. It's also about what are you doing on a day-to-day basis, diet, lifestyle, supplements, et cetera, that are also helping you. But, yes, there is some very compelling evidence in this capacity that hyperbaric therapy for dementia in a multidisciplinary way can be potentially very effective. Yes.
Calls welcome at 701-258-0550. We're taking text, too, at 701-237-1590. Special Talk Radio Town Hall today. Wellness and health related. It's sponsored by Swanson Hyperbarics, and hyperbaric oxygen treatment are our focus today with one of the nation's experts, Dr. Scott Shearer. I'm going to mess up these terms, but it says, any thoughts on vestibular dysfunction and hyperbaric treatment? Okay, and in particular, I'm going to spell this disease, Meniere's syndrome, they're asking about.
Yeah, Meniere's syndrome is a syndrome of vestibular dysfunction. Basically, the inner ear is not working so well. You get nausea, you get dizziness with vertigo, you can get vomiting and tinnitus, like rear ear ringing. So there's not a whole lot of data here, but I have seen in clinical practice some significant improvements in these patients, actually surprisingly initially, because In the chamber, we're actually getting more pressure into the ear, so my concern was that you might make things worse, but actually, it looks like you can significantly improve people's symptoms. Not all the time, but there is a significant proportion of people that I've worked with that have had improvements.
Last text here for the moment. There's more coming in, but I want to go back to the calls. Childhood mononucleosis, chronic fatigue, depression, fibromyalgia. Is there a syndrome relationship? Can hyperbaric help any of these conditions?
The short answer is yes, but the long answer is it depends on what else is going on and how else the approach is being taken to help this particular person or somebody with multiple systems that are being affected. In essence, hyperbaric therapy can improve your immune system function, can decrease inflammation. And so if you're doing the other things to help heal, there is a good potential that it could synergize with those kinds of things and help you get better.
Dennis, back to South Dakota we go for our guests. Your question for the guest. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning. Several years ago, I was prescribed metformin. It has multiple negative effects on me, lots of nerve damage. There are several different things. Is there any help for that with this?
Did you say that you were injured by a certain drug? I missed that. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, metformin.
By metformin. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, serious nerve damage. I can't tell if my feet are cold unless I touch it with my hand.
I understand. Yeah. So, I mean, there is some correlation between vitamin deficiencies and taking metformin. So, like in general, when people have issues related to metformin, oftentimes it's related to vitamin deficiencies. So that's sort of like high on the list to take a look at. If those are being addressed, I have had some improvements in people with neuropathy or neurologic damage from drugs, especially if it's been more on the acute side. Which means that it's happened relatively recently. If it's been long-standing, it could be much harder to address. I've had success using more regenerative kinds of therapies, and this is in working with people that do stem cells and exosomes and some of these other advanced therapies and seeing some better improvements, not just using hyperbaric therapy in these capacities.
You mentioned inflammation. I also have got the gift of ulcerative colitis from that same form. Anything you can do about that?
So that's interesting you mentioned. Hyperbaric therapy has been studied for ulcerative colitis and has seen some significant improvement in patients actually with refractory disease. These are people that they're not really responding to usual types of medications and doing very well. So I have worked with ulcerative colitis patients over the years with some significant improvement, yes, but it's in the context of kind of understanding where you are and where you need to go. But in essence, there is some pretty good data not covered by insurance in this country right now, but it's compelling, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that very much. More texts, more calls, and we continue with Dr. Skecher. One more segment to go, so I want to try and get everybody in. Ralph and Minot, you're next, by the way, on the calls and some more texts as well on the program today. And obviously, we're going to do this again, too, because this is well-received, and we appreciate it very much. So stay tuned. Your health, your wellness in our focus today with hyperbaric oxygen treatment. A free consult awaits you if you call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit SwansonHyperbarics.com to find out more about this clinic in Fargo. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Abortions in North Carolina are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for urgent medical emergencies. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday. With the Biden administration open border policy adding millions and millions of people to America's fragile power grid, California has urged residents to cut power use as a heat wave settles over the state and stretches power supplies to a breaking point. Temperatures in the Golden State are forecast to climb to well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the afternoon. Rudy Giuliani said Wednesday that he had satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, after President Trump called out election irregularities in the Peach State. State employment and unemployment numbers will be released tomorrow by the government. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you remember all the nights where all we did was getting closer? I relive them all the time.
Becca, what's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, and we're brought to you today by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. Our new sponsor for the studios of What's on Your Mind, Freedom Matters USA, and they are proud to be bringing Candace Owens to North Dakota. Get that on your calendar, Thursday, September 15th. A lot of questions coming in by text by that. Hey, where, when? Bismarck Event Center, Thursday, 15th. Tickets available at the Bismarck Event Center website, or all the details on all the tickets and VIPs and different questions you'll have at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. All right, final segment with Dr. Scott Scheer, Director of Integrative Hyperbaric Medicine and Health Optimization at the Hyperbaric Medical Solutions Clinic. And today we're talking about the revolutionary hyperbaric oxygen treatment available to you right here in North Dakota at Swanson Hyperbarics. Let's get back to the phones here, and Ralph and Minot is next in line for Dr. Scheer. Go ahead, Ralph.
Oh, it's Rob, by the way.
Oh, sorry. We had Ralph there. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want. my question for the doctor is it's very similar to your last call. My daughter found out she's type 1 diabetic about a year ago in a really, really bad way. Her blood sugar was 896, and when she came out of it, she immediately developed nerve atrophy in her ankles, and they are huge and extremely painful. They're on fire all the time. She can't tell if they're hot or cold, but when they're cold, she feels a lot better. Mm. Is this something that may help a type 1 diabetic, or do you have much experience with? I mean, I know type 1 diabetic is pretty rare, but I'm just wondering how you feel about something like that.
Well, what I can tell you is that there have been some studies that were looking at patients with diabetics that had foot ulcers. So this is the most common thing that was studied in the hyperbaric world for a long time, is that we know hyperbaric therapy can help diabetic foot ulcers heal faster, potentially prevent amputations. And what they found in some of these study groups is that in addition to healing up their ulcers, they were also helping with their neuropathic pain, some of the pain related to having high blood sugars for a long period of time. So it's also interesting that it seems that hyperbaric therapy, at least in the short term, does improve what's called insulin sensitivity, although I know with a type 1 diabetic that doesn't really pertain too much because there's no insulin floating around except maybe require less insulin exogenously or taken as a shot as opposed to what they were taking before, but that might be short-lived. The short story is that it may help, but it's really hard to know is what it comes down to. And it's not something we use directly oftentimes, but it could be something that could be can be thought of as a I would go for a consult and see and see what they think. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. Texter says, how frequent are the treatments? That varies quite a bit, doesn't it, Dr. Scheer?
So, and it's really important for people to understand that there are some hyperbaric protocols that are just a couple treatments, and there are some protocols that are 40 treatments in length or sometimes even more. And it really depends on the indication. If it's more of an acute
indication, something that just immediately happened, that acute trauma, acute injury, acute inflammation, even a surgery. If we have plastic surgery patients that come in and want to heal faster, we have people with ACL tears and hip replacements and things like that, or even acute strokes or acute trauma, if you get into the chamber fast, after obviously being stabilized in the hospital, if that's required, then you're going to see improvements over maybe 5 or 10 treatments. But if you've had a longstanding injury, or if you have a chronic or like a longstanding goal, like reversing your age and things like that, we're talking about having to do things more often, usually daily in the chamber and usually 40 or 60 sessions. So you're talking about sometimes as many as maybe 20 or 30 as at the minimum. Talk about a month, maybe 6 weeks or 8 weeks, 5 days a week sometimes for some of these indications. So it just depends.
Another question someone has, will the chamber work for lymphedema, which is a result from underarm lymph being removed for breast cancer followed by 6 weeks of radiation to the area?
So sometimes it can help, but oftentimes it won't. At least it won't help permanently. And some people that I've worked with over the years, their lymphedema does improve, but their symptoms will return once they stop hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So like, what do you do in that capacity? It's a really good question. And right now we don't know. If somebody does have significant improvement, is it something you can use regularly over time to help manage symptoms? Maybe. We don't have the data there to speak of. I have worked with a certain, like a very small subset of people over the years that have managed their lymphedema to some degree using hyperbaric therapy over the long term, doing just a couple sessions as needed when symptoms got real bad, kind of thing. But that, there's no data to support that right now. That's just some clinical experience.
Paula and Mandan for Dr. Shear.
Hi, Dr. Shear. I am a mostly retired oncology nurse, and I would see people that were diagnosed with various forms of cancer, including lung cancer, and they just could not stop smoking if they were smokers.
Of course, yeah.
They get the diagnosis, they're going through treatment, they're still smoking.
Sure.
I know, you know, some smokers who have not had a diagnosis of COPD or of cancer, but that doctors have kind of prophylactically ordered a Noro inhaler to give lung protection. So I'm, you know, obviously the ideal would be to have everyone quit smoking, but what do you think the benefit might be of hyperbaric therapy to minimize the damage from smoking in those that just cannot quit?
That's a complicated question, and I appreciate it. I mean, in general, we don't like putting people in a hyperbaric environment that are smoking. First of all, and you have to make sure that you're clearing them, that their lungs are not damaged from the smoke itself. And then the nicotine as well also constrict blood vessels. When you have that kind of stimulus around hyperbaric therapy, it's going to make it less effective as well. So it's very uncommon for us to put in smokers in the chambers, except if there is kind of a life-threatening reason why we put them in, unfortunately, at this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Another call with a question for the guest regarding fluid in lungs. Go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Our child works as a medical professional and had been working with COVID since it started. And this February, he never had COVID himself. But this February, got fluid in his lungs and had to have it drained and terrible pain in his side. And then some of the fluid came back. Still, he can have pain in his side up to number 6. And he's just can't find his people in where he works, that area. The doctors can't figure out what is wrong. Would that help, do you think, the hyperbaric?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Again, it's also very difficult to give like specific medical advice here, right? You know, I try to make things more general in the sense of what I have seen over the years is that in people that have that neurologic damage or like neuropathic injury or nerve pain related to like a surgical procedure, sometimes can benefit from hyperbaric therapy. I've had several patients over the years that had neurologic damage related to a surgical procedure that have had a significant improvement using hyperbaric therapy. So that's as much as I can say. A lot of it depends on, there's a lot of sort of very specific medical issues that he'd have to be looking at and addressing and making sure understanding before you could really put him in the chamber and see if it would help. But in general, like big picture, like neuropathic kinds of pain related to surgical procedures that have caused it, I have seen improvements in that capacity.
Have you heard of the word sloughing? Do you think this could be from other patients sloughing to him since he works with COVID people?
I'm not really sure, ma'am. Okay,
that's okay then. I understand. Okay, well, thank you for your help, and I'll tell him about this.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much.
Good idea on the more specific questions to just get a consult. First consult's absolutely free.
So. Yeah, I can't give direct medical advice, as your listeners are likely probably hearing me. I'm trying to bring it up into like a high level so that we get more people interested in understanding how it can help. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Another question related to meningitis. I have nerve damage from meningitis. Would this treatment help?
As I was just discussing, I have seen patients with neurologic injury and nerve injuries significantly improve using hyperbaric therapy. Again, it's usually as an anti-inflammatory. Again, and also just to mention, this is not something that would be covered by insurance, but there is potential that if there is an inflammatory component, that getting into the chamber may be helpful.
Is hyperbaric oxygen effective for treatment of depression?
We don't have any studies on depression. We have some studies that have come out on PTSD, specifically, especially in patients that have had concurrent or in combination with concussions and brain injury, and seeing that with PTSD and fibromyalgia related to head injury, interestingly enough, hyperbaric therapy could be significantly helpful in those capacities, but not depression at this time. At least we don't have any studies in that capacity.
Would hyperbaric help with vertigo, specifically... We talked about this earlier, didn't we?
It depends on the reason for the vertigo is what it comes down to. Sometimes no.
This is another question regarding the disease or syndrome I couldn't pronounce.
M-E-N-I-E-R,
yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's more common than we realize. It's a pretty debilitating one. That's probably why you're getting questions about it. And the medical treatments of meningitis aren't great. They can be helpful, but they aren't great. So, as I said, I think it's potentially an option, but the research is small, and so we don't have a lot of great data yet. But if there's, again, an inflammatory component, or even if there's an infectious component, there might be a role for hyperbaric therapy.
We have a couple minutes left. I just want to summarize in general kind of, again, the value, first of all, of a clinic like this where you can do clinical trials. That's what you're doing as well, because the number of indications that ultimately will be covered by insurance will only improve with more of these trials. And also, to let people know, Swanson Hyperbarics is a nonprofit clinic. I mean, they're not doing this for profit. They're doing this to help people. And they're keeping the cost very low. And so the treatment's really, I mean, think of the amount of people that hop in the car and go to Minneapolis or Rochester or whatever with a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hour drive. Does it require folks coming to Fargo? It does. But the help that's available here is pretty extraordinary. I've heard doctors say before, I guess at best from the doctors, you hear sort of, what could it hurt? You know, which I think is progress in and of itself. But any final thoughts on the availability of this clinic here and what folks should do going forward here with any of these conditions they've called in about today?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I do a lot of work in this field, and I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And I really have found that there's been, I would say, a renaissance in hyperbaric therapy over the last 3 or 4 years. A lot more interest, a lot more places to go, which is great, and a lot more access. And so what it comes down to is the technology is very simple. The physiology, what's happening in the chamber, is just extra oxygen in the body, decreasing inflammation, getting stem cells released, making you feel better very quickly, oftentimes. And then over the long term, you have this ability to regenerate, revitalize, and sort of rebuild the scaffolding of our body. And we're seeing this in reverse aging studies. So studies are looking at aging and how hyperbaric therapy can reverse various indications of that. And I often say that it's not if hyperbaric therapy would be helpful for you, it's often when, and to make sure that your goals are specific and understanding how hyperbaric therapy can help you in that capacity.
That's so, very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
You guys are lucky that you got the place, so I'm happy.
SwansonHyperbarics.com or call 929-3930. Thanks, Dr. Scherer. This was great. We appreciate it.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. You can find some grown-up friends.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind. A lot of great feedback on our special talk radio town hall with Dr. Scherer. Thank you so much for that. Texture just said, really good info. He's awfully smart and straightforward. He really is. And literally, in the hyperbaric oxygen world, we're talking about somebody who is quite famous, for lack of a better term, very well-renowned, and does something that most don't do, where he actually has a clinic. He's actually doing the treatment, developing these protocols for people, and a very important part of his treatment is integrative hyperbaric medicine. It's okay, here's where a medicine can help. Here's where a therapy can help. Here's where oxygen can help. He just very, very, very good. So glad you enjoyed that. I did as well. And before we wrap today, our Energy Matters segment on What's On Your Mind is big today. Really, really big, as in dragline big. Mike Hager is here. Mike's the general manager of BNI Coal Center Mine, and their drag line was recently commissioned. It was quite the deal. We get a chance to recap that conversation today. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So how big is that drag line?
The drag line, it's 11 million pounds. Once we get the boom in the air, 240 feet tall, so it's just a shade higher than the state capitol building. Which are big numbers, big enough numbers it's hard to appreciate until you actually see it. And that's what we had the great opportunity to do with a lot of our stakeholders and partners over the past 50 years.
11 million pounds. I mean, to think about that, which explain what a drag line does, Mike.
Yeah, the drag line is it's the biggest, most prominent piece of equipment we have in the surface mining industry. Its only job is to remove the overburden, which is the soil above the coal, to expose the coal, dig essentially pits that are upwards of 150 feet deep, so we can come down with somewhat smaller equipment and mine the lignite reserves.
Very interesting. And again, without it, the process would take decades, right? I mean, to do this one little typical scoop at a time, you'd be not nearly as efficient as you are with the big drag line, right?
Yeah, they really enable the entire industry. Every large coal mine in North America is essentially run with drag lines, and without it, it would be very difficult to complete the mining operation and undoubtedly exponentially more expensive.
And this particular drag line, had it been decommissioned? Talk a little bit about the process of getting a new drag line commissioned.
We were facing a situation where we have a 45-year-old drag line, which is similar to this new one that we bought, that we were facing the prospects of putting substantial capital somewhere in the neighborhood in excess of $30 million into keeping this older machine running. We were able to acquire a slightly used or kind of new to us machine from Mississippi. The process of bringing that machine to the state and to the mine involves a lot of cutting. It gets cut up into pieces that all fit on semi trucks. A couple hundred semi loads that were hauled, over the better part of a year up to the site, and we're just wrapping up the process of rewelding everything, putting everything back together, painting it, rewiring it completely, outfitting it with the latest and greatest technology, and we're really super excited. It's going to put us in a tremendous position relative to our drag line fleet that'll allow us to be efficient for decades to come.
So it takes a couple hundred semi-loads to move 11 million pounds, I guess, doesn't it?
It does. And these guys get very creative, and it's a very impressive, I don't want to call it an art, it's probably closer to a science. These are pretty sophisticated guys when it comes to trying to find the best, most efficient way to cut these large pieces of steel and how to ship them and how to put them together so everything is square. And by the time we get done, it's amazing to me, but you will never know that the drag line was ever cut up into really, really small pieces.
It's about a half a minute left, but I want to hear a little bit about the event, because you had quite the day, as you said earlier, with your stakeholders and employees and others as well there. What was the reaction to this momentous event for BNI Coal?
Oh, it was so exciting for our staff. We're just really, really proud and happy of the position we're in, and we wanted to, share that joy with a lot of the people who have enabled our success over the last 50 years. And so we invited our customers and our suppliers and vendors and policymakers, and Senator Kramer and Representative Armstrong spoke, and we had upwards of a couple hundred of our closest friends, again, who have helped us through the years, just celebrate. We had some speeches. We had coffee. We ate lunch, and we took pictures around a great drag line, and we did the ceremonial breaking of a bottle of champagne across it. And we're getting ready to go here. So
I love
really
it.
Appreciate the turnout. And
that's awesome. That's awesome. Mike Hager, the general manager of BNI Cold, the Center Mine, Lignite Energy Council Energy Matters segment today to hear about that momentous event. Got to celebrate in this industry that is under constant attack for sure. Mike, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We're out of time today, folks. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.